Hello, my name is Khadija. You have reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you are having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
No, I'm trying to find out some information about my mother's second shot.
You will have to contact the COVID vaccine hotline, and I can give you their telephone number.
Well, that's what I was told I was getting, and then it routed me to you. So let me get a pen and see if I can write a different number down.
Okay, let me know when you're ready.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I'm ready.
855
Okay.
566.
Hang on, this pen doesn't write.
Yeah.
Eight five 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 six six.
Yes. 5333.
Okay. It's 855-566-5333.
Yes.
And what is this?
That's the COVID hotline to schedule vaccine appointments.
Yeah, well, she's already got an appointment. I need some information about the site.
Okay, you will still have to contact the vaccine appointment line.
Okay. Who's in charge of this? Does it go through the city of Mobile at all?
No.
The USA Medical Center or the county or Mobile County or what?
Terminal at the ship terminal.
Where did she receive her vaccine at?
She took it at the cruise ship terminal downtown.
It was a mess.
Okay, so I know that we are currently taking pre-registrations for the Mobile County Health Department.
Yeah. And that they're all given at the ship terminal.
I'm not sure.
Well, who would know any information about the ship terminal? The reason I'm calling is it was so messed up. There was no parking down there. It took my mother 5 hours of sitting in a car in line to get to the building. You know, what I want to do is find out if they fixed all that to where people can actually park and come in and get the shot and leave without sitting in a car for 5 hours.
Okay,
Well,
give me one moment.
I need to know who's running the show down there, you know, because they've got to change something.
Gotta figure that out on that.
Okay, give me one moment.
Okay, thanks.
She doesn't know anything.
No, but maybe she'll find somebody that does.
I'm not going back down if it's gonna be like that. Damn, this pen doesn't want to throw it away. So I'm gonna grab that again.
Yeah, I didn't know if it was just this book or not.
No, it's this pen. Jesus. She's saying Sandy Simpson's gonna run again for mayor. Thank goodness.
That right?
Yeah, because there's a black man wanting to run.
Uh-huh.
God knows. All we need, you know, a black woman is the mayor of New Orleans.
right.
Yeah. And they're just loaded with the coronavirus. in this city is 68%, this alley is 68% black, I think. But I think there's a good more than that. Well, their churches have been telling them for years to have 6 and 8 children so that they can control the vote. That's what they're doing now.
Yeah, well, they're not, but about 15% of the total population, but they go in cities and just control them.
Yeah. They're the ones that say New Orleans to be easy. They can come down and get on welfare so easy.
Really?
That's why they landed that, yeah. They told all their friends to come.
Well, I hope she'll come back. Might have just cut me off. She hasn't hung up on me yet, but I'm expecting that any time. That's usually what happens. She'll sit here and they'll either never come back or they'll hang up.
And one of the ladies, she got
arranged.
Did you ever
know
Deborah?
Oh, yeah, I met Pepper.
Anyway,
and I met Deborah.
His mother lives down
here. All right.
And she went down to, I don't know how she found out. I think through one of her children. She went down to Grand Bay and got her shot.
Is that right?
Yep. And didn't have to wait at all. She drove up and got it. But they say if you've had one down there, you've got to go back to the same place you had the first one.
Oh, I know. That's where they have the doses allotted for you.
Yeah. Well, I can't change now. Yeah, if I just call... If I had ignored that and called Pat at Dr. Walker's office, I had called once, and they weren't there, and the person that was taking that call said that nobody, none of them had the vaccine, because they weren't going to have it. So
right.
I needed to get it somewhere else. So, but when I called the next time and talked to Pat and told her what a horror it was that I changed, and she said no, but that... If I had been able to get in touch with her, she could have sent me somewhere other than that. But I can't change now. I have to go back to where I had the question.
I know.
But that stupid girl that was taking her calls to my doctor at work saying, she shouldn't have told me that. She should have told me, wait and call Pat. She can tell you about it.
Yeah.
And she told me, no, we're not doing any of that. So you need to get it somewhere else.
Well, this girl must have gone to the end of the earth to ask somebody a question.
Yeah, maybe that's national. Yeah, it is. Hello. Hello. Hey, Melissa. Hello. Can you hear me? Can you, who is that? Can you hear me? Huh? Can you hear me? Oh, okay. Melissa, you got your TV turned on? Huh? Can you turn the TV down a little bit? Hello? It's your mama. Can you hear me? Okay. Are you doing okay? Huh? Are you okay? I can't hear you. Hello? Melissa? Can you hear me? Hello? Melissa, can you hear me? Oh, no. Hello? Well, I heard it say one time, yes, so I guess that was enough. Can't even talk anymore.
No.
She just doesn't have any stimulation with me not being able to go well. It's horrible. We had this damn virus. Hello? Hello, Melissa? Hello, can you hear me?
Thank you for holding.
Yeah.
Now, I do apologize about the long hold. Now, I was just waiting on a response from someone in another department. So you wanted to report that where you received your vaccine at, that it was unorganized?
Right.
Now, did they tell her that she had to receive her second vaccine at the same location?
Yeah, but if she has to go through that, she's not going to do it.
Okay, because they normally do require you to go back to the same location. So just give me one moment. I'm speaking with someone to see if she can register for another location.
Yeah, something with some parking where, you know, you can walk in. See that? Here's the story. Just so you'll know. That, are you there?
Yes, I'm still here.
Yeah, see, that it's at the cruise terminal, and it's like a four-story parking garage. And then they're giving the shots on the second floor, not of the garage, but of the building next to the garage. So,
in the terminal.
So, but they won't let you park but on the second floor of the parking garage.
And there's no parking.
And there's only so many cars that can fit on there. And once it's full, you can't get up there. You just sit in line. And she sat in line for 5 hours in her car.
And I'm 88 years old.
She's 88 years old.
Okay, I understand.
So you park your car and you go inside. She said they got their shot right away, but then you had to sit there like 15 minutes to make sure you don't have a reaction. So by the time you go through parking and going in and coming out, it's like 25 minutes per car. They can't move. There's no place to go, so people just sit in line in their cars. And they've got it all blocked up, but the police did, to where you can't even get out of line if you want to leave. So, you know, they either need to move it to somewhere where they have parking, or they have to move it where they open up all the parking area. You know, I mean, that's you know, and if they're not changing it, then somebody's not doing something, because I'm sure I'm not the only one complaining about this, you know. I mean, you got about 75 or older to even get the thing, and, you know, there's nowhere to go to the bathroom, there's nowhere to eat or drink anything, you know. She didn't know she's going to be stuck in the car for 5 hours. So that's just not going to work again.
Yes, I understand. Give me one moment.
Okay, I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
What'd she say?
She's trying to get in touch with somebody to find out
if they've changed.
Yeah, if you can go somewhere else and get your second shot.
I think I'll tell you no about that.
Well, they already know that.
They need to rework that.
I know.
And give you a certain time to go and be sure you can go in there and get it. Or at least get in line and get up there to the door. And park your car right and just leave your car in line and go in and get it and come back down line.
Well, that isn't going to work either. I mean,
I think all the parking places were taken up by the workers is the reason there were no parking places on that second floor.
I wouldn't
think
that.
Because they have 100 people in there working.
Well, they should have been parked on a different floor if they weren't going to use another floor.
Well, I just don't know. I wonder if you could park on the street, and if the elevator goes from the first floor up to the second. I saw an elevator, but I don't know about the first floor, whether there was one down there or not, because I've never been underneath there.
Yeah, well, what about, where would you park? If you can't park on
somewhere on the street, I guess.
Well, I mean, what street is it? It's just Water Street, isn't it?
Is it water or I don't know.
Yeah, it's right on the river.
Yeah.
But I don't think there's any parking in front of that terminal on Water Street. It's like on the way into the auditorium.
I know.
Yeah, what they ought to do, they're going to do it there.
They ought to do it.
They ought to park you at. Park you at the auditorium and put you on a trolley and take you over there and let you out, and then
they ought to just
pick you back up on the trolley.
In line and be out there and give you the shot and move the car and give you a shot and move the car.
Right.
That's the way they ought to do it.
Well, but if you've got to sit there 15 minutes after you get the shot,
yeah,
you can't drive anywhere.
Well, they ought to have an area for you to park in while you do that. Just pull in an area for 15 minutes and then pull out as soon as the 15 minutes is up. I don't know.
Well, then
the
whole
damn thing's ridiculous.
Yeah.
I just may not get the second shot. They don't know how long it lasts anyway. They'll probably tell you in 3 months you've got to do it again.
I don't know. I would say for sure it ought to last a year, probably longer.
I don't think so. I don't think it does, I
think. Well, the flu shots last a year. But, you know, the flu is in a flu season. It doesn't seem to have a
season.
Of course, you know, there's no flu cases this year. Nobody's got the flu this
year. No, because I think because we're wearing the masks.
Probably
I
so.
I guess everybody that has symptoms, they do testing to be sure that's what they have, don't they? If you have symptoms.
Oh, yeah, they test you.
So they would know whether.
Then some, but, you know, I took the 15-minute test when I had mine when Dylan got exposed. To,
yeah.
So, but most of the tests aren't 15-minute tests. They're like 2 or 3 days. Mm-hmm. So you think you've got it, and you go to the doctor, and they give you a test. Then they let you know in 2 or 3 days if you've got it. Well, in the meantime, you've been exposing all kinds of people to you.
I know it.
And then now it spreads, you know. So, of course, Biden wants to ramp up testing. Well, you know, the only reason to get tested is if you think you've got it.
Well, there's a line over here, urgent care, that people in every day, that either 3 or 4 calls lined up there every day getting tested for it.
Yeah.
So it must still be going around pretty bad.
Oh, it is. I get about text about twice a week from the nursing home. Like I just got one yesterday, 3 more cases.
Oh, really?
And I think I got one Sunday or Monday, said 3 more cases.
At Ashland.
Yeah. 2 employees and 1 patient. It's usually what it is.
Usually the employees are the ones that are bringing it there, the black.
Yeah.
I wonder whether Melissa's ever had her second shot or not. Do you know?
I don't know.
She's had a first, hadn't she?
I thought they told me that.
Next time you talk to them, ask them if she's had the second one or when she's to get it. Because if we both have 2 shots, I would think I could go see her, wouldn't you? If we both had 2 shots?
That's what you would think, but I don't think they're going to allow that.
You know.
I would think outside without a mask would be fine. Because you won't be able to get it. You can still give it. But you can't give it to somebody that can't get it.
Yeah.
Of course, if you can't get it, I don't know how you could give it.
I don't know. It's the craziest thing I ever heard of.
Yeah, and Biden just made the another new executive order today that you cannot call it Chinese virus or China virus because that's racist. So that means that everything that we've known all these years, the swine flu, the Hong Kong virus, all these other viruses that are known by where they came from, or
yeah,
that's all racist now.
Mm.
They're a bunch of idiots. A load of idiots. Well, we'll see where this pans out. And if this doesn't pan out, I'll call Sandy Simpson.
Yeah.
See what he can do about it.
I don't think he can do anything proper.
Well, he's the mayor of Mobile.
I know, but
like, he ought to have a little bit of pull to get somebody to get it organized correctly instead of just a bunch of people showing up. See, evidently there's no appointment times. That's normally the way they do it. They make
you
have to make... In Pensacola, you have to have an appointment. You know, they'll have 1,000 shots, but you've got an appointment time to be there.
Well, I tell you what they did when we went and were in line so long. I think people saw the line and how horrible it was, and they quit going. And they said that afternoon, it was on TV, about 4 o'clock, they were begging people to come in. They hadn't given 1,000 shots, and they had the vaccine, it was going to go to waste, and they were begging people to come in off the street and get a shot.
Yeah.
But I asked Jackie, I said, why don't we wait till about 1 o'clock to go down there? But she likes to come in the morning and leave at 12. She
yeah.
doesn't like to work in the afternoon. She drives a school bus.
Right.
And you can't tell. When you get down there, you can't tell if the line's moving going up the ramp, because you get in line, police direct you, and you go down a street going in the opposite direction for 2 or 3 blocks. Then you turn and go towards the river for a couple blocks. And then you turn back and go another 2 or 3 blocks. And then you turn and go into where the terminal is.
Right.
So you can't see what's happening. You know, your line is moving, but you can't tell what's going on in the terminal.
Hmm. So a lot of people were just getting out of line and leaving, and you kept moving up.
Yeah. Yeah, because once you get in line in the terminal, you can't. There's no way to get out of line and leave. There was no room on either side. On TV, so they gotten down there at 6 o'clock in the morning, and still they went line forever.
Yeah.
Because they don't even start till 8:30. So being in line at 6 o'clock doesn't make that much difference. You're gonna wait 2 or 3 hours for that.
Well, I guess this girl's gonna find something out.
You reckon?
Well, she's
still got you on
that. Trying to talk to somebody. Yeah.
And that's good. Yeah, because once you got in there, it wasn't any problem. They had plenty of people to give the shots, although the girl that gave me the shot, I've never had a shot hurt so bad. It felt like the needle was absolutely broken off.
Really?
It was horrible. And I looked around, nobody else was having any problem.
Thank you for holding.
Yeah.
Yeah, so someone just responded back. I do apologize. Now, you may pre-register for a different county at any location that you would prefer.
Right.
Now, to pre-register, I'm sorry.
How do you do that?
To pre-register for a different location, give me one moment.
And this would be for the second shot, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Right on that if you want to. Now, you will have to take the COVID vaccine line to schedule that appointment.
Do what now?
You will have to contact the COVID vaccine appointment line to schedule that appointment at which location you would like to receive the second dose at.
So who do I call?
The number will be 855.
All right.
566.
Right.
5333.
Okay.
Okay, and that's the phone number that you will call, and they will set you up to schedule your appointment.
Okay, and that's just for the second shot, right?
Yes.
Okay.
So what shot it is.
All right. Well, I appreciate it very much.
You're welcome. I do apologize for the long hold. I hope we have been able to help you. If you need more information, you may visit the following websites, adph.org or cdc.gov. Thank you for calling the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye.